WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In June, when the New York Times Magazine printed an excerpt from Katie Royfe's new book, The Morning After, it sparked a storm of angry letters to the editor. And the controversy has escalated since the book's publication a few weeks ago. Katie Royfe argues that contemporary feminism's focus on issues like date rape and sexual harassment promotes a 19th century view of women as being the fragile victims of male desire. But commentator Maureen Corrigan says Royfe's book preaches another popular 19th century prescription for women, one in which they're told to see no evil, hear no evil, and above all, speak no evil.
After reading The Morning After, I feel like I have Katie Royfe pegged. Royfe, who's only 25, reminds me of a type of female student I sometimes meet in the women's literature courses I teach. This student, understandably, wants to learn about great women who've written masterpieces, had terrific love lives, and leapt tall buildings in a single bound. But when we also discuss writers whose careers were thwarted because of their gender, this student will complain the class is too negative. I don't blame her. When I was 19, I didn't want to hear that being a woman could limit me either. Back then, I wanted to believe I was invincible. Hear me roar. Well, it's not that easy. But some women, like Katie Royfe, want a feminist movement that sings only inspirational anthems, instead of one that also sounds disturbing alarms about sexual harassment, discrimination, and rape. Royfe tells us she grew up in a feminist household. In fact, her mother, Anne Royfe, wrote the popular women's movement novel, Up the Sandbox. But when Royfe arrived at Harvard, she says she encountered a different feminism from the empowering kind her mother taught her. There were orientation sessions where counselors passed out condoms and cautioned female students to consider every man a potential rapist. There were Take Back the Night marches, where weeping women stood before microphones and shared the details of their rapes with crowds of strangers. And at Princeton, where Royfe is now a grad student, she says the Gothic tranquility of the campus is marred by dozens of blue security lights. Royfe claims the blue lights, the marches, and the date rape workshops all give young women the same damaging message. Feel vulnerable. Be afraid of sex. Think of yourself as a victim. To give Royfe her due, I think she's right when she argues that rape as a metaphor is invoked too freely. And things like the Take Back the Night marches and speeches can degenerate into what Royfe calls group exhibitionism. But Royfe turns her dislike of the confessional style of those speeches into a general dismissal of their content. And Royfe also displays shaky reasoning when she disputes the oft-quoted figure that 1 in 4 college women will be the target of sexual assault. She asks, if 25% of my female friends were really being raped, wouldn't I know it? Royfe wants to have it both ways. She wants to write her personal impressions about contemporary feminism, but then she also wants to build a large structural criticism of feminism based on nothing but her personal impressions. It's true, we can't live our lives as if deep structures of inequality will always block our aspirations. But Katie Royfe's Nike feminism, just do it, waves away tough, enduring problems. Heroes are inspiring, but as Brecht wrote, pity the nation that needs heroes. Instead, we need a politics that will make Ayn Rand wannabes like Katie Royfe unnecessary.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Katie Royfe's new book, The Morning After.